بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد صحابة رضي الله عنهم had magnanimous hearts, huge hearts, very very generous people. As Hazrat Maulana spoke about yesterday about generosity and the sense of giving. Before we mention the story, I'll mention something that I heard this week from Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Salihji Sahib Dawud Barakatum, which really, really moved me, touched me regarding Sahaba. In the 7th year after Hijrah, Khaybar was conquered. For our understanding, Khaybar was like the Balito of the time, Hamshlanga of the time, elite area. The Jews had to vacate and leave. So all that land and properties, who was it going to be given to? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls the Ansar and he tells them that when the Muhajireen, the refugees, the immigrants came, you shared your properties, your land with them. I give you two options. Now that this land has come in, this property has come in, you can take all your properties back and I will give this to them. Or I can distribute all these properties among all of you equally, the Muhajireen and the Ansar, and the status quo will remain the same. Whatever you gave them, plus I'll give you all this. So the two leaders, Hazrat Sa'd bin Mu'az, the two leaders of the Ansar, they made mashura. They said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have decided whatever we have given to the Muhajireen is theirs, and this also give it to them. We know it. This was the sense of giving, the fervor of giving from Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So Mufti Sahab says, let us see, will we have the heart to do that? If you had two vehicles, just take one and say to my brother that came, this one is for you. If I had two properties, this one is for you. That's what they did initially. And one Sahabi was paired with Hazrat Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, or Masjid's name is Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Hazrat Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, very great Sahabi, he moved. He was a Muhajir. He was paired with another Sahabi. That Sahabi told him, I got two wives. You can see which one you like. I'll divorce her after that. You can marry her. He went to that level. But Hazrat Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu wasn't what we say matlabi, you know, what I can get. So he said, Barakallah, Allah give you barakah. Dullani ala suq. I want to work. Where is the market that I'll go work? And he did that. And Allah made him wealthy. Allah made him one of the most richest Sahaba, Hazrat Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu. Great warrior also. Very, very great warrior in deen also. He is making imamat. After Umar radiallahu anhu is stabbed, he goes forward. So he was the imam also. He was a very great person in terms of his mashura also. His name was on the top of the list. Hazrat Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu. But the sense of giving, Allah give us the tawfiq. Now Jarir ibn Abdullah, the story, he narrates that he pledged allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the establishment of salah, discharging of zakat, and giving good counsel to every Muslim. Just how perfectly he practiced on this golden advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam can be understood from the following incident. Jarir radiallahu anhu instructed his servant to purchase a horse on his behalf. The servant purchased one for 300 dirhams. He brought it together with its owner to Jarir radiallahu anhu so that payment could be made. But Jarir radiallahu anhu said to the owner, your horse is worth more than 300 dirhams. Would you not like to sell it to me for 400? The owner replied, that is up to you. The Jarir radiallahu anhu said again, but your horse is worth more than 400. Won't you like to sell it to me for 500? So the owner replied, that is up to you. In this way, Hazrat Jarir radiallahu anhu continued to increase the price by 100 dirhams, and the owner expressed his approval to sell it at the revised price each time. Finally, Hazrat Jarir radiallahu anhu suggested 800 dirhams. That means originally the price was 300, he increased by 500 dirhams, and he bought it from the owner at that price. When he was asked why he had done this, he replied, I have sworn allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa nus li kulli muslim. Good counsel for every Muslim. I must intend good and wish good for every Muslim. Not that I see someone is in dire straits and a person is in very, very difficult conditions and now I squeeze him more. They say to kick a dying horse. So literally now, that person is in a problem, and we make it more difficult for him by offering him a pittance for his assets. Jarir radiallahu anhu felt that the owner was selling the horse for less than it was worth. He had understood his pledge of allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to mean that he could not derive undue benefit from a fellow Muslim. In doing so, he happily paid more than double the original price of the horse. We see the sense of Sahaba, the sense of giving. We can't reach that level, but where we can, the little that we can do, we should try and do, inshallah. Where we can help a Muslim, assist a Muslim. Very hard to reach the level of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. To be exactly like the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, we can't match up. But some level of giving, some sense of giving, some sense of paying a little bit extra. We got people that come to our home selling things. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel rahmatullahi would take pity on them. You are selling in the hot sun. So sometimes you pay them for all the goods and say, go home now. Go home and relax. Buy extra broom sometimes, so you can go home and relax. So where we can do what we can do, inshallah, to assist, we should do it. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.